Good morning, everyone. I'm Yip Chung, PhD student from Michigan State University, and my advisor is Dr. Baudry. Today, I would like to talk to you our study in 2013 on testing the metrics of pre-storage temperatures and exposure duration to find out which option could minimize as much as possible for CIE injuries on Honeycrisp Apple. Since it is the first year I joined the project here, and the first year I know what the apple trees and Honeycrisp Apple, first, I would like to review a previous study of Dr. Baudry's research team so that you can understand our study in 2013 more clearly. Since commercial growth in 1991 in the USA, Honeycrisp Apple became one of the most favorite apples to consumers due to its crisp textures and typical flavors. And its growing areas has increased in New York, Michigan, Minnesota, and Washington. Researchers are trying to improve its storage time while maintaining its eating qualities. However, long-term storage has been a challenge to the cultivar, which has been brewed very sensitive to low temperatures and can be damaged by CIE condition. Subscore and sucky breakdown are typical tooling injuries, and these features are internal CIE injury that you can distinguish the browning area here are more patchy and less smooth edge than browning areas in sucky breakdown. And these browning areas will develop lens-shaped cavities with storage times due to dehydrated cells. In 2008, we conducted a CIE storage trial as a preliminary experiment to investigate the effects of different partial pressure combination of oxygen and CO2 on storage injury symptom. And we found that just the first month of storage, the most severe disorder incident is of the treatment 3% oxygen and 3% of CO2. So we concluded that Honeycrisp apple are very sensitive to CIE injuries. And one of the techniques that people have been applied to prevent storage injury are pre-storage conditioning. It also have another name like pre-conditioning, cooling delay, or delay storage. It's kind of thermal treatment. It means after harvesting the fruits from the orchard, instead of putting the fruits immediately to storage room, we put the fruit in air storage room with the temperature is higher than storage temperatures. And this technique has been proved, has been reduced storage injury while in improving its qualities. Actually, this technique has been applied for nearly 100 years. In 1925, Black applied different preconditioning times and then put the Tonaton apple in different storage temperatures, and he found that preconditioning can help to reduce subscore on this cultivar. However, 5 years later, another research group proved that preconditioning caused more severity to the same cultivar that you can see here. So at that time, in 2008, there have not been any preconditioning treatment on Honeycrisp apple. So during the period in 2009-2011, we conducted a CIE storage trial applying a pre-conditioning treatment, DPA, 1 MCB, and different partial pressure of CO2 and oxygen at CIE conditions. And we found that for the CIE condition at 3% oxygen and 3% CO2, the food received the most severity of this other incident reached to 40% in 1991, but this incident declined from year to year and varied from orchards to orchards. For precondition treatment, we apply 2 degrees Celsius, 10 degrees Celsius, and 20 degrees in 5 days, and we found that increased temperature can help to reduce disorder incident, as you can find here. Very interesting result that when we apply TPA, that TPA can nearly completely suppress CA injury no matter what preconditioning treatment we apply here. And once MCB, we apply on the fruit before we put in the CA solids to air solid, when we found that one MCB can help to reduce the most of disorder incident. So we think it's kind of alternative to avoid the risk of use CA condition. So in 2012, we conduct the same experiments, but at this time, we focused to analyze the sensory assessment on this cultivar, and we found that both consumers and trained panel did not recognize the different preconditioning treatment effects on eating quality. However, the trained panel could distinguish the solid duration can could affect on eating qualities. So we have conclude that preconditioning can help to reduce disorder incident and did not cause it did not influence on eating qualities on this cultivar. So, but we were not sure with duration of pre-storage and with conditioning temperatures can help to minimize as much as possible for CA injuries. So we use the mattress treatment of pre-storage by harvesting the fruits from this location in Michigan and then put the fruits in 3, 10, 15, 20, and 25 degrees Celsius, and with each degree temperatures, we store the fruit at 3, 5, and 7 days. So, and for the control treatment, we immediately put the fruit into the CA solid at 3 degrees Celsius. So, totally, we have 21 treatments. After preconditioning, we put the fruit in CA storage at 3% oxygen and 3% carbon dioxide at 3 degrees Celsius. After 5 months, we measure fruit firmness, volatile, detachable acid, internal and internal disorders, and sensory assessments. And here are some results of our research. For CA injuries, it seems that CA injury that's reduced with the more conditioning duration. And if we apply 20 degrees Celsius, 25 degrees Celsius, we just use minimum 3 days or 5 days of conditioning day can help to reduce CA injuries. It seems that preconditioning treatment does not affect to detachable acids, which contribute to tartness as a sensory index. We also measure the emission of ethanol and ethylene acetate, and we found that the more intense preconditioning treatment at 5 days at 20 degrees Celsius, the fruit emits more these volatiles that less the fruit more overripe. For sensory treatment, we use 4 treatments, 0 day at 3 degrees Celsius, 5 day at 10 degrees Celsius, 5 day at 20 degrees, and 7 day at 25 degrees Celsius. And the trans panel again does not distinguish the different treatment on each of any sensory index. However, we can collect for ripeness index by getting a dozen of aroma and vastness divided by tartness, when we can found us the more intense preconditioning at 7 days at 25 degrees Celsius can let the food slight enhancement to ripeness. So come to this conference, we would have some recommendation of using air storage and CA storage to the cultivar. As first, we would like to talk about air storage recommendations, that we should employ a good pre-harvest control to avoid storage injury after that. We should harvest fruit at maturity stage based on starch index, background color, and skin colors. After that, we precondition fruits between 10 to 20 degrees Celsius at 7 to 7 days. And because the fruits still continue to respirate to increase the CO2 level in blotting room and preconditioning room, so we should monitor CO2 level less than 1% by venting if possible. We can apply smart fresh to use 1 MCB to attend storage of this cultivar, and we should not store the food less than 3 degrees Celsius to avoid chilling injury. For CA storage, we apply the same as air storage recommendation in terms of apply pre-harvest control, harvest the maturity stage, control CO2 level in loading and preconditioning room, and store the fruit at 3 degrees Celsius. But in here we focus, we can use the DPA drain 1000 ppm before preconditioning to suppress CA injury symptoms. And if we apply 20 or 20 degrees Celsius, so we should minimum preconditioning day at 3 days. And very important thing here that we apply CA condition, but the first month we should apply the CO2 level less than 1% at the first month, and after that we apply 3% oxygen and 3% CO2 after that. So thank you very much.
Any question, please?
Yep.
So the in your preliminary data, 2009 to 2011, you showed a series of graphs, and they all were they're relatively equal, and yet you mentioned that the scale is quite different. Any idea what environmental conditions were causing such a massive shift from 40% down to almost 4%?
Yet. Actually, we did not know why there's a difference of this lining from this disorder incident from year to year, and even from orchards by orchards. But we can assume because of the climate, the difference up from orchards to orchards, and the uplining preconditioning treatment, pre-harvest treatment. So that's caused that our result cause kind of difference from year to year.
If I can help with that answer, this was before you arrived at the laboratory. That was a very cool year, 2009, and the ethylene levels were lower in the group net harvest than the other years. And a publication came from this work here. We found that there was a relationship between internal ethylene levels and sensitivity to CA injury. So the lower the levels of harvest, the more sensitive.
What is DPA?
DPA is diphenyl lamines, an antioxidant that can help to reduce kind of subscore. And before that, it's to reduce subscore. But after that, we found that then reduce another injury symptom during CA storage. Actually, I for Actually, I did not know about this. Your question, so maybe Dr. Bowdre can help me, because actually to the first year I cannot distinguish so many disorders of apple.
Well, I was wondering about superficial scald, because I thought there was some law or something that if you work with apple, you have to work with superficial scald.
There is a law.
Yeah.
Not a toxic pet.
It's a honey crisp thing. It doesn't develop that disorder.
Okay, thank you very much.